Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Thank you for listening today. On today's program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back with us to talk about the therapeutic and the relaxing benefits of rendered heat with a warming, welcoming space. From the Romans to the Japanese to the Scandinavians, heat therapy has been essential for the body to unwind from the stresses and hardships of daily life. But you might not know that taking a sauna also helps rid the body of toxins, aids weight loss, reduces cellulite, kills viruses, might even help prevent cancer. After this interview with Dr. Susan today, you'll discover that sweating is not only it's been proven to be one of the healthiest things that a body can do. She'll tell us nothing beats the feeling and overall well-being or health benefits you get after you've worked up a good sweat. And the easiest way to a good, healthy sweat is a sauna. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest, world-renowned author, motivational speaker, health consultant, and teacher. Her books and website are like having a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, and balanced living. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. And Dr. Susan is with us on the program. Welcome back, Doctor. It's great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Rick. It's terrific to be with you. And you don't know this, but this is one of my favorite topics of all time. As a teenager, you know, my grandmother used to talk to me about the benefits of profuse sweating and taking saunas. And since that time, I've done just massive amounts of research on the benefits of sweat and how it helps your body to do everything cellulite.
Yeah, things.
And it makes your skin look so good after, after you've jogged.
Right.
If you've walked or jogged and you've sweated a lot. And then all of a sudden you realize you don't need to put makeup on because you've got this rosy glow that no makeup artist could ever duplicate. So there's so many benefits to profuse sweating.
You know, we've touched on it before, but never really spent a whole lot of time doing it, as we will on the program today. Let's start off in talking about historically saunas, cultures I mentioned used all over the world. In other countries, it's quite common. Talk about the history of saunas. This is not something that somebody came up with like in the 1950s. This has been around a long time.
No, oh, absolutely. You know, they used to have the saunas and exercise complexes in the Roman days. And then the Native American Indians have the sweat lodge. And Scandinavians, for example, in Finland, this is so fascinating to me, it's in a historic tradition. And there are approximately 5 million people in Finland, and they have about, you know, this is an approximate, 700,000 saunas. That's one for every 7 people. And in fact, most houses in the backyard have a sauna where you walk outside, and usually it's somewhere in the backyard. But even business meetings between strangers in Finland are often conducted in that soothing surrounding of a sauna. So it's just fascinating. These cultures know a little bit more about the benefits of profuse sweating than we do.
With us on the program today, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking about the benefits of saunas, and it's interesting. You mentioned before, and we went through those. I want to go back because it's really important to talk about that. What are some of the health benefits? Because as you say, this is good for you on a number of levels.
Well, let's just talk, first of all, about the benefits of sweating or overheating the body or essentially artificially inducing a fever in the body. So there have been lots of studies on this. Nobel Prize winner Dr. André Loff, you know, he was a French virologist, and he believes that high temperatures during infection help combat the growth of viruses. And by the way, all of this is on my website. If you go to articles and you scroll down 2 or 3 articles, you'll get the healing benefits of sweating and sauna. So you can see all these studies. Some doctors have said that an artificially induced fever has the greatest potential for the treatment of many diseases, including cancer. And then there's this famous German professor and doctor, Ernst, and he found out that there are no cancer patients among marathon runners in a few of his studies. And he conducted a study of marathoners who logged in about 20 miles a day of training, and he analyzed their sweat. And he found that it contained cadmium, lead, and nickel. And he concluded from his studies that these athletes excreted the potential cancer-causing elements from their bodies by perspiring. And therefore, he and other scientists conclude that it is necessary to sweat profusely at least once a day to maintain great health. But come on, let's be realistic. You and I aren't going to train 20 miles a day.
Exactly.
And profusely sweat. And most people, you know, unfortunately, many people don't even exercise. So the next best thing, and probably easier, is just to go into a sauna. And we'll talk about the different kinds, because in the sauna, you can profusely sweat, and it's such an easy way to get rid of all those toxins that are built up in your body.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest in the program is Susan Smith Jones, Dr. Susan Smith Jones. The website is susansmithjones.com. You mentioned that's interesting, the different types of sauna. You've got the dry air sauna and the wet steam room. Talk about the difference, and which one do you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the hot dry air sauna, the traditional sauna, is different from a steam room because the dry sauna causes profuse sweating, and then the air in the sauna absorbs the sweat. But the water saturated air that you find in a steam room doesn't readily accept the sweat released from the body. So the steam room makes you feel hotter because your sweat doesn't evaporate to carry away the heat. So obviously this raises the question, is it better to be warm on the inside or sweaty on the outside? Now, Rick, that depends on what you want from either system. And here, physiologically, here's what happens when your body gets hot. When you're exposed to heat of any kind, the blood vessels in the skin dilate to allow more blood to flow to the surface. And this activates the millions of sweat glands that cover the body. So then the fluid in the blood hydrates the sweat glands, which pour the water into the skin surface. I'm pointing to my skin, you can't see. And then as the water evaporates from the skin, it draws the heat from the body, and that's nature's natural cooling system. So bottom line is this, either the dry sauna or the steam room will both relax you and help you unwind. But the dry sauna, and there's a difference between the traditional and the infrared, but a dry sauna clearly has more therapeutic benefits because, number one, it has a great advantage over the steam room because you release more toxic metals picked up from our environment. Now, of course, kidneys help take these toxins out of the body, but a daily sweat can help reduce the body's accumulation of toxins and lead, mercury, nickel, cadmium, you know, in addition to sulfuric acid, sodium, and even cholesterol. And what I love about the infrared, and I'll tell you in a moment what that is, but studies have shown that that's the best sauna if you want to lose weight and cellulite. And studies have shown that a person can burn up to 300 calories in a sauna session. And that's the equivalent of a 2 to 3 mile jog or an hour of moderate weight training.
Now, that's impressive. And all of this information is available at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. We'll talk about, again, the differences between what you talk about the infrared. But I want to come back to when you're profusely sweating, are you losing nutrients? Are there any problems at that point?
Well, when you're in the sauna or you're doing a long run, you lose lots of water. And when you lose water, you do lose some of your water-soluble vitamins, like the C and the B. So you always want to make sure that you supplement your diet with some good, with some wonderful supplements. And I've got all of that on my website. Also, when you're in the sauna, the difference between the infrared and the dry one is the traditional dry, I should say, is that is really, really hot on the inside, so you would want to take off your jewelry. Now, do you remember last time we talked about the benefits of alkaline water and alkaline lifestyle?
Yes.
And because you can lose up to a quart of water in a 20-minute session, I always bring in a quart of delicious alkaline water, to which I've usually added slices of lemon and maybe cucumber and mint, and I always drink that in the sauna. You know, that's a wonderful way to rehydrate your body. And again, you know, the benefits of the dry sauna, but in particular the infrared, you know, it speeds up metabolic processes in your body, and it inhibits the growth of pathogenic bacteria. By the way, it stimulates the endocrine system and sex glands, so if you want to boost libido, not a bad thing to do. Now, it creates that fever in your body that potentially can, let me repeat that a different way. It creates a fever in your body, and then that reaction has the potential to destroy the viruses and the bacteria. And then also, when you're in the sauna, it does place a demand on the cardiovascular system, like you're running, making the heart pump a little bit harder,
right.
And that lowers your diastolic blood pressure. And then if you have aches and pains, you know, any kind of pain at all, even emotional, because it helps you relax. It stimulates the vasodilation of peripheral vessels, and this in turn relieves pain and speeds up healing of sprains, strains, bursitis, not to mention arthritis and muscle pain. And of course, you're so relaxed when you're in a heated environment. And it just lends a feeling of great well-being.
You know, the benefits keep coming. We're talking about sweating your way to vibrant health, how sweating and saunas heal, detoxify, and rejuvenate the body. Our guest on the program, once again, is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The website, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Let's talk about your usage, because here's someone who literally has never been sick in her life, does not take medication. How frequently do you use the sauna, and how long do you stay in?
So I'm lucky. I'm very happy to say I have two infrared saunas, one in my office, a Thermalife, and I have one in my home, my favorite one. It's called the Transcend. And now, the infrared sauna, by the way, it's a different band of light that's not visible to the human, and it heats your body up at a deeper level, but it doesn't suffocate you with heat in the sauna, so you can still wear jewelry. And with the infrared sauna, which I try to take almost every day, obviously when I travel I can't, but when I get into the sauna, the thing I love about the Transcend is, you know, those people that like a little luxury, it's got chromotherapy lighting, which means you can have different colors of light depending on the mood you're in, you know, from pink, purple, blue, green. It's got a fresh air fan, a cup holder. It's got an ergonomic backrest. It's got, you will love this, it's got a sound system with AM, FM, and CD.
I was just
going
to say, if you have a sound system, maybe even wired for cable, then you're talking my language.
Yes, exactly. And so many saunas out there are made with toxic chemicals in the glues and the wood, the treated wood. But this one is made with 100% premium. It's called poplar wood. And these saunas come from Boulder, Colorado. You know, it's where they also make that Ionizer Plus. It's the only, and it's the one revered in the industry as the best one by medical doctors for the removal of both chemical and heavy metal toxins and just overall well-being. And for a limited time, they're giving $500 off your purchase of a sauna. Now, I know some people are thinking, well, where the heck am I going to put a sauna in my house? But there's so many places you could put it. It could go in. By the way, you can get saunas for as small as one person up to about eight people. But the saunas can go in your backyard, you know, on your deck, in your garage, in a gym room, you know, in the corner of the living room. They can go anywhere you want. And this company, High Tech Health, gives you a lifetime warranty. And another thing, if you don't want to lift anything heavy, it comes in a way that it's a system called no lift assembly. So it comes in two halves that you just literally hook together. So I'll give the telephone number out if anyone wants to know. It's known as the best saunas in the industry. They have a thermal life and they have a transcend. I have both. I use both. And their toll-free number in Boulder, Colorado is 800-794-5355. I'll say that again, 800-794-5355. And I always go to Emily. She's their product specialist. Her extension is 802. Anybody could help you, but she's the person I always go to when I have questions.
And all of this information is available at Dr. Susan's website. And again, they go to articles, and that will take them to the article talking about saunas.
Yeah, you can go right to articles, just and then you scroll down. It's the healing power of sweating in infrared saunas. You could go over to favorite products, and you'll see it right there, the thermal life for infrared saunas. You can read the studies. And then, of course, blog. I'm posting a blog today all about it.
It's interesting, and out of time, and goes by quickly as it does every month here, but it's so important because, and I can tell the passion, we've talked about this briefly before and wanted to take the time to go into full detail. If somebody took your sauna away, you wouldn't be very happy about it, would you? This is a very important part of your overall health.
You know what? You're so right about that. Because my sauna, which I've used for 20, I've taken saunas for 40 years, but I've used my infrared for 20, and my Ionizer Plus electrolyzer water device. These are the two most important aspects of my healthy living kitchen and my lifestyle. I would never want to be without either of them.
Information available at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Dr. Susan is with us on a monthly basis. We'll check back in with you next month. A very interesting show today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.